This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Kelly's Home Center, Pinder Tile, Popeyes, and Printmasters.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Tuesday, April 29th, a day away from the last day of the month. I hope you guys are good. I hope you get your stuff together. And I hope you got all your stuff together and being able to ensure that you got this month taken care of in those particular areas. So make sure you're good. Make sure everything is laid out properly. Go check my guys out, brokers. They get everything laid out for you as it relates to those insurance packages. So go and check them out and see whether or not you need your car insured. Or if you're looking for another package, they can be able to definitely offer that to you. Give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. So they can take good care of you down there in that kind of a space, all right? I'm excited to be able to do this today. Excited to kind of chop it down and have a good conversation with you guys. I hope you guys are out there listening and doing well. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper, all the information's in the paper. Make sure you want to be able to do that. GDP growth likely despite turmoil, right? Then it starts to talk about the Bahamas could benefit from the trade tension. This is what Rose says. And then, but the inflation outlook is potentially elevated, right? So you can be able to talk about those particular things. The new NHI bill, absolutely necessary. This is what Darvall says, Dr. Darvall, who is the health minister, health and wellness minister, being able to talk to us about that. And the BNU accuses government of neglecting nurses. Printout reviews call for government to address the banking crisis. And then we skip over here to Grand Bahama News. I was supposed to say this yesterday, you know. When I started off my journey in terms of being able to find out what I really wanted to do and really fulfill that kind of a purpose in that space. And I ended up, I don't know if I ever told you this story. I put about, about 100 to 125 different resumes together. You know, it's just a quick resume. This is fresh out of school. And I needed something to do, right? So this is fresh out of school. And when I say school, not just high school, I had gone off to school to college to Cuba. And now I'm back. Now, I only spent 1 year in Cuba. Remember we talked about this. I spent 1 year in Cuba. And this is for the purposes of being able to be engulfed in the Spanish language. I wanted to learn Spanish in preparation to move to Fort Lauderdale. Now, this was 2000. By 2001, this was right after 9/11. So I had started to do a little course in the United States of America, and I was hoping that I could, you know, be a natural Cuban or, you know, a Mexican, moving over there and then find myself in the position, I don't know, where I can be able to kind of get my papers. This was the concept. This was the idea. It didn't work out, so I came back home, and now I'm looking for a job. Now, I started off as a security officer, and I was working for Sharpeye Security with my very, very good friend. He has afforded me an opportunity to be able to do that, but I just couldn't be there anymore. I wanted something to do, and I wanted to kind of find my course and my path. I put 100 resumes together, all in manila envelopes. I bought like a bunch of manila envelopes, and I kind of just stuffed them in there, the big ones. I stuffed them in there, 100, right? And so I took the phone book, and I went through the phone book, and I just, you know, start cold calling. I just started, hey, listen, are you looking for this person? Boom, boom, boom. And I went to Freeport, right? And I just was dropping them off all over the place. I'm telling you, all over the place. Any establishment, any business that I thought could kind of move me in the particular direction, I did that. As you know, Grand Bahama, it wasn't the easiest catching a bus to go down to Xanadu Beach. You had to stop there to the International Bazaar and possibly catch a cab or see if you can catch a ride. Anyway, long story short, I was able to catch one of those tour buses. I knew the guy, and he gave me a ride down. Well, I didn't know him. I'm sure he knows my family. But he gave me a ride down there to Xanadu Beach. Got to Xanadu Beach and dropped my resume off, right? And I don't know how I ended up with an interview with Tony Donato, which is Mario Donato's daughter. And I was so scared. I never did this before. I had this kind of the drive, and I just didn't know how to be able to approach this. I didn't know how to talk about it. And so Tony's like, hi, how are you, Howard? I was like, I'm good. She said, okay. He said, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I'm like freezing up because I want to say the right thing. I need this job. I need to find another opportunity, so forth and so on. And she says, don't be nervous. You've done this. I said, I've never done this before. Because I was in academic science. And so we didn't have job training. Right? None of us. Everyone was gone on Thursdays and we were in school. So I never knew how to interact in this particular manner. And so she says, just relax, Howard. Just relax. Just be yourself. And just act like we're old friends. I say, old friends. So she says, yes, we're old friends. So I said, are you sure? She said, absolutely, I'm sure. Right? So I said, you sure? She said, yes. I said, oh my God. Okay, let's go. So I said, Tony, what's up, baby? So she said, so she's not laughing, right? I said, baby, I see you in such a long time, my God. And you still look good. So I talk to her like this. This is the interview, you know. This is the interview. I said, girl, you still look good. Oh, my God. How are you, babies? I mean, last time I seen them, they was this high. Listen, this is the interview. I said, last time I saw them, they was this high. Nah, they must be big. She said, yeah, they got really big, right? She totally played along with me, right? So I said, man, listen to me. I know we haven't seen each other for a long time. I said, last time I was off to school in Cuba. I did Cuba for a year. Now I'm fluent in Spanish and whatnot. I know you didn't see that coming. I said, but I had to do some stuff. I had great aspirations. And, you know, I thought that this would be something I did. And so now I'm here looking for an opportunity. And she laughed and just was, just kind of joking in the interview. I didn't know if I got it or not. This is the first time I'd done something like this. Everything else is so stuffy and formal. And this was such a relaxed environment. Caught that bus back to downtown. Caught a bus from downtown to 8 Mile Rock. Walked in the house. Walked in the same day. Caught the bus from Xanadu Beach to International Bazaar. Caught a bus from the International Bazaar to downtown. Caught a bus from the International Bazaar to 8 Mile Rock. We stopped downtown. Walked off the bus in 8 Mile Rock, walked in my house, in my grandmother's, I stayed with my grandmother. We walked in my grandmother's house. The phone rings right when I walk inside. Boom. I answer the phone. I said, hello, right? So she says, hi, can I speak to Howard? So I said, Howard speaking? So I didn't know. My father's Howard, but no one calls here for him. So she says, Howard. This is Tony. We want you to start working on Monday, just like that. And Mario Donato owned the Xanadu Beach. Mario Donato passed away, and he left a significant legacy, especially with persons who could be able to see beyond in the person of Tony Donato and all those particular persons who worked with him. When I left Xanadu Beach, it was like... Tony's like, Howard, don't go. Howard, don't go. And Xanadu Beach was on a decline at that particular point. I hate to say it, but it was the truth. The Aulakaya Hotel had just opened up. And, you know, the cream of the crop was there. And I wanted to be able to be there so I can get some more training. And I applied for them. And I got that job, right? And Tony did not want me to leave. I was front office agent. She did not want me to leave, right? And I hated leaving. She tried to give me a little promotion and everything. But she was an excellent boss. And, you know, sometimes we identify people and not necessarily have a good opportunity to be able to work directly with them. But their legacy, their essence is rubbed off and is presented in their kids. And I want to be able to say that I know everybody may not necessarily have the greatest relationships or even the best story to be able to tell about Tony. Or any one of those persons that they work with. You know, everybody has a different experience. But I want to say that I truly, truly, truly enjoyed being able to work with Tony Donato. And every so often, Mario Donato would be able to show up. Hey, how you doing, my friend? Yeah, you know, it's Italian. I feel like a mafia type. It was just weird, right? But it was such a beautiful experience, and it really shaped me. And being able to step into another space for myself, right? And understanding that this essence that I give in this particular space is something that I want to be able to do for a very long time. And so I want to be able to say condolences to the family of Mario Donato, who's passed away. He's a businessman in Grand Bahama. He's provided a great deal of opportunity to a great deal of people in Grand Bahama to really be able to find their strength, their passion. He's supported a great deal of them. He's a philanthropist, he's a businessman, an entrepreneur, and all those particular things. He is steadfast in those particular areas. And so I want to be able to say to rest in peace to Mario Donato. He's passed away in Grand Bahama. And if you know him, you know him. He's a great guy, right? Everybody can have something to say about you, but you know, I've experienced the great part of their relationships. And had a great, wonderful opportunity to be able to kind of springboard into service in those areas. So, like I said, rest in peace to Mario Donato and all those persons mourning his death. I just pray that the Father can comfort you and keep you to your time of bereavement. I just wanted to kind of say that to you guys. You know, you may not necessarily know who Mario Donato is if you're here in Nassau. But he is the big cheese. And all the PLPs know him. Everyone. You hear me? They stayed at his hotel. Anytime there was a convention or whatever the case may be, anytime there was anything, this is where they stayed, right? I met Fred Mitchell there. He would have stayed there a few times and whatnot. There's great, great relationships. I met a lot of politicians during that particular thing, so I know that they are mourning. Some of them are very good friends. Some of them are business partners. Some of them, you know, someone who's actually supported their organization over the years. So he's been absolutely wonderful in those areas and whatnot. All right. So that's just kind of a thing that I wanted to say today. I wanted to say it yesterday. Never got a chance to be able to do that. Today, guys, I want to be able to dive into politics. I suppose I've Garth follow me up today again. And I don't know whether or not he's going to be able to come in, but he's supposed to be here jamming with me today. So I'm hoping that he's coming through and gives us an opportunity to be able to talk about it. Yesterday, we started to talk about leadership, started to be able to identify that, and really talked about the fact that leadership should be able to push past this sort of an idea that it begins and ends with my organization. It can't be. Talk to me. It begins and ends with this particular caller and my organization. It can be. There needs to be leadership that looks past that political spectrum to a greater understanding that we have the responsibility for being able to step into nationalism. Now, I said this yesterday, that this is nothing to do with Hitler or Stalin or Mussolini, those particular persons who were fanatics in their particular capacity as quote-unquote nationalists. But this has to do with a stern understanding and a confident, confirmed position that this is ours. And whilst a lot of us try to be able to make a modification to us in our journey in life, there's no consideration you give for the fact that you were born here. And I know the tribulation that you would have gone through, the indifference that you would have gone through, the trials that you would have gone through, the deprivation that you would have gone through, the lack
that many of us are still going through, sometimes we ask the question, why? Why me? Why now? Why here? And if you're anything like old people, you believe that traveling over the water could change your luck. Talk to me. But my God, you got to come back. Because this is home. And so we got to be able to talk about leadership today and be able to break those particular things down, identify the SWOT analysis of leadership, the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats that exist in these particular spaces, and identify the caliber of leadership that we envision, that we need, that we require desperately for the next dispensation of political leadership in this country, and as we move on to the next general election, that we could be able to make some things happen. I want to take this quick commercial break, guys. Let me get off to 36232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720, or hit me at 422-4796. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onion, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli, with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
What is this gonna be?
Calling all Alive Fiber basketball fans. Get ready to experience the NBA Finals live. You can enter an all-expense-paid trip to not one, but two. It's simple. Just sign up for our Alive NBA League Pass or Infinite Sports X Package by May 16th. Stay connected, enjoy blazing fast internet, and score your chance to witness the NBA action up close. Don't miss out. Visit AliveFiber.com and take your shot at NBA glory. Terms and conditions apply. It's good to be alive.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies. 6.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, your company. The foundation. I got a text coming. I'm just going to read this text for you real quick. It says, "Hi, Howard. Thank you so much for sharing. I, too, am from Grand Bahama and now live in Nassau and can identify with your story. The story of Grand Bahama cannot be told, especially on the last 50 years without Mr. Donato and his family. They touched many lives. Comfort to his family during this time of bereavement." There's a text that's coming through. RIP Mr. Donato. Mario Donato. "Hey, my friend, how you doing, baby? So good to see you." Right? This is Mario Donato, guys. And that's sort of the rich history that exists in these particular spaces. I know that some persons are indifferent and how things are done, but I have to say that he kind of opened the door just by his existence and his offspring for me to be able to step into something that I enjoyed tremendously, right? Let me see if I can take one telephone call before we dive into this conversation. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us. No? 323, that was you? Oh, okay. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. In the studio with me is none other than Garth Roseboro. Garth, say good afternoon to people out there.
Hey, Howard Grant, I got here, and it's outside the door. Behold, I sound
I hear not.
And ain't nobody answer.
How you get up here if you go? Okay,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's
go.
But it's good to be here, Howard Grant, and interesting things happening in the country, but, you know, we continue to push forward. It's good to be here with you.
Yeah, we started our conversation yesterday, and I think we got to be able to allot a significant amount of time for that because we got to we get so many telephone calls and everyone has an opinion that they want to be able to share about leadership. We started to talk about leadership yesterday, and I wanted to kind of continue that conversation. When we spoke with Papa, he gave us sort of a breakdown of what our expectations could be. West Grand Bahama gone, Pine Ridge gone, North Abaco gone, South Abaco gone. That's the four things that we heard. And the Prime Minister over the past, I want to tell you, 3 months, has been working hella hard on the family islands in terms of being able to touch them, making visitations. We just saw him in Exuma and being able to do those particular things. But it seems like it's not necessarily concrete in translation for persons to make a decision. I think that their decision is that the PLP may win by default if the FNM doesn't present themselves stronger in certain areas. Now, I've had conversations with people from the Free National Movement, and as I say this, I said, listen, people say they want to be able to see vision from you. They want to see something tangible. They want you to be able to articulate that. They want you to be able to be at least, a magnetic force to pull indifferent people from a political standpoint towards you. Mm-hmm. That's not happening right now. Right.
But first of all, they can tell you.
They tell me, Howard, get ready, because some things coming. Howard, get ready.
And then they also say the supporter tell you you need to sell their business. I've heard that too.
Well, how you can sell your business? You want me to come vote for you?
Well, that's what I say to you.
I'm confused.
I'll tell you what I was thinking this morning when I got up. I tried to figure this thing out. If you say everything good with y'all is coming, that means that y'all probably want to lose. I don't see you wanting to win at this point. Or it means that y'all want to win, but it's something that we don't know about, and we have a year left, and we're still trying to figure it out ourselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well,
but based on what I see more of a pulling away from them as opposed, as we just said, magnetizing and pulling people in. I don't see where the people are
coming from.
I don't
know whether or not it's a pulling away. I just think it's a kind of a stagnant space politically. I think for everyone, for the FNM and the PLP, it's just a level of stagnation. Kind of arouse people's interests and their desires to move towards their party. And they think that the way to do that is the traditional way. That's all these fellas only know, traditional thinking. So they can have parties, they can have rally, they can cut cake, they can do this and try to be able to stir up social excitement about these things that people could see, feel, and touch, rather than to know you haven't shifted the sentiment in my spirit about you in the first place. I'm stagnant because I don't necessarily want to go FNM. I'm stagnant because I don't want to go PLP, because this is where we are right now. And we look at the COI, and then it leads us to questions. Though we've seen, what's his name, Iron Lewis, take on this position of being able to provide formality to the organization by giving them a seat in the House of Assembly. We still don't know, despite the fact that they put out Vision 2030, and been able to talk to us about those particular things. I don't know whether or not the organization as a unit has convinced us that they've prepared. And this may be wrong. This may be my thinking, because people can take us all the way back to when Lyndon Pinlan was first introduced to this thing, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know whether or not as a unit, unified in their convictions, that they have convinced me, Howard Grant, right, and many other persons that I speak to, that they're prepared on day one for leadership. I don't know if they've done that. I know that looking at them, they have the passion necessary to be able to get to the objective. Looking at them, they have the persistence in terms of their movement towards that. But I don't know whether or not their preparation for this level of administration, this amount of money, GDP, this amount of standpoint, the relationships to be able to forge internally within government, are they prepared for these particular things?
Well, the Progressive Liberal Party has a number of newbies that have been added to their cadre, and they've come to us. And we could have seen very clearly that they had no clue about governance themselves. It's a learning process for them. So I would just say that for anybody coming into politics, it's going to be a learning process. Thank God for the type of system that we have, that the permanent secretaries are the ones who, for the most part, the PSs, for the most part, take on the brunt of responsibility in terms of the inner governance of our country. A question that I would ask you, Howard Grant, is when you compare opposition forces and methodology and presence between the Free National Movement, which is the royal opposition, and compare independence, which is a third party that's upcoming, but you may feel not as yet, which of them, in terms of performance management, would you say made the greatest effort and the most significant effort?
Ask the question again. Compare the two of them. The COI and the FNM.
Yeah, in terms of their significance and in terms of their effort performance-wise, what would you say would be the greater of the two, without being biased?
You can't compare the COI to the FNM.
That's why. They're both opposition.
The FNM, the internal issues that they have, despite the fact that they come to the forefront and keep telling us that this is the dissident spirit that exists in the organization, they're an organization that's 50 years old. They're an organization that has gone through dispensation country, who has infiltrated significantly the governance of this country.
That's internal.
Right?
That's internal.
Internal, even external.
External, tell me, when they performed in the last 4 years, which of these, of the two of them,
have the performed publicly? The difference between the FNM and the PLP, I'm sorry, the FNM and the COI at this particular juncture, and publicly. That's why I said you can't make a comparison from one to another. The indifference that people have with the expectations that they have for the Free National Movement, and they're not moving to a particular caliber, is the frustration that they'll even consider looking at a DNA, consider looking at a COI, consider, because they're frustrated with the FNM. Now, you have to remember, FNMs make up the body of FNMs who come out of the PLP, the Free PLPs. They are the people who want to be steadfast to their convictions. They want to be steadfast to the Constitution. They want to be steadfast in what is right and righteous. Yeah, this was the design and the makeup of the organization.
The Bayman people at this time don't care about that. We want to know who was making the significant effort to make us the Bayman people.
And you still can't compare that.
As if we are important as us.
You still can't compare that. You still can't compare that. You can't compare a LeBron James, hypothetically, or Steph Curry.
Let me do what comparison does then. You can compare Mike Tyson to Bubba Douglas, but ask me a question, who win the fight?
Yeah, but that's...
No. Tell me who win the fight.
Hold on. The difference between Mike and Bubba, right?
Okay.
Is tenure and legacy.
Okay. So
you still don't remember Bubba's name, despite the fact that he won that fight.
That's all right. I get my millions of dollars, though.
Mike Tyson's legacy, his training, even now, years after, has placed him in a position of consistency because of his foundation. The Free National Movement is that. The Free National Movement, because of what they have done over the past 50 years, 60 years, and the infiltration in government right now. There are people who are in strategic positions. I say they work for government. They are diehard Free National Movement members.
You're telling me, even if you make
in the event that a new person comes in, listen, hold on. In the event that a new person comes in and find themselves in leadership in the Free National Movement, and they want to be able to, let's say, let's take Darren Henfield.
Okay.
When Darren Henfield found himself in the position as Minister of Foreign Affairs, he may not necessarily have had the experience of understanding of how.
That is true.
But to go in there, he had support. He had people in the organization who knew.
Yes.
He had people within the ministry that could be able to assist him. And he was able to navigate that space.
Okay.
I'm saying, I don't know whether or not the COI has that internal support for understanding what it takes to be able to execute from a governmental standpoint.
But I don't want to talk about governmental. I'm talking about simply the effort in the race for 2026. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. The race for 2026, I don't know whether or not this
in terms of the COI being present.
But that ain't a question fighting. That I would ask. The question I would ask is whether or not the Bahamian people, because the FNM is the FNM. Now we have to ask whether or not the Bahamian people are prepared to choose a COI.
I'm not worried about I'm worried about who made the best effort, who gave me the best performance, who was showing me that they have this greater interest to change things for better. And you said to me, the Free National Movement has this dissident spirit, they have internal issues, but they have a legacy where they've been with the Bahamian people for 50 years. Well, if legacy is the counting factor, when we look at the chairman of the Free National Movement, he also has a notoriety for what? Losing 3 times and winning once. But he is the chairman and the CEO of the Free National Movement, right? So we're going to hold that against him that he lost 3 times and only won once?
That's his constituency to determine.
But once again, he is the chairman of the party.
He is the CEO of a party.
So what is a CEO?
the chief
chief executive officer. What's his role?
To be able to execute these particular things, you have to structure this. You have to put everything in place. You have to be able to identify where persons are going to go. You have to be able to put a strategy in place.
A strategy to do what?
To win.
To win. Now, is he a winner? Does he? Did he have a strategy to win even his constituency, much less the whole entire nation?
You did a lot right there.
Of course I did.
You put me into this
to Howard Grant.
No, you put me into it.
Okay, because you're a decent man. I got to work with you decently.
But this is indecent, sir.
Okay, so how the heck do you get the CEO and the chairman of an organization to bring them to victory when you have not been totally victorious in your constituency? You are 25%. Yes or no? In your constituency.
Yeah, but...
You are 25%. Okay, let me put it in other words for you. Travis Robinson, let's go. The youngest man ever elected in this country to Parliament. Congratulations. Hoorah. You won once. You lost once. You're running again. You want to go to Fort Charlotte. If you lose again, you're joining the band of Dr. Dwayne Sands. God help you. You might get a third nomination, but if you lose a third time, you finish. But yet, Dr. Dwayne Sands has lost three times, and he's still in the conversation.
He won't have the same chances that Dwayne
Sands
has.
And why? And tell us why.
See, because Dwayne Sands has... quote unquote privilege.
See, this is what I'm trying to talk about.
But it's
so the FNM is privileged, whereas the COI is not privileged.
The FNM is not necessarily privileged.
Why not? And they have privileged people in their party who run their
party. Privileged people in the party.
And privileged money too.
Yeah, because the FNM has suffered defeat the same way the PLP has suffered defeat.
That's the only difference.
The party doesn't have a privilege, but the people that continues to pop up in these organizations, despite their wins or loss ratio, that's where the privilege resides.
So
not in the party itself, because the party can lose as a whole. The party can lose or the party can win as a whole. But the people in the organization, hypothetically, for instance, Shane Gibson.
Yeah.
There are conversations we read in the paper about the possibility of him being able to go to
Micah. And nobody can say no based on the deal
after
of West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
After he was extended himself and he could have found himself victorious in West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
Yeah.
And he stepped back from that particular position, right?
Mm-hmm.
His privilege and people knowing him placed him in a position where we want Shane Gibson.
Okay.
So I'm saying...
And they even said Brave got to go.
This to go.
Yeah, because they wanted Shane Gibson.
They wanted Shane Gibson. So I'm saying to you, you can't look at it and identify the party as a privileged party. The FNM is not a privileged organization. They've suffered significant defeats. Even prior to 1992, they've suffered major defeats.
Okay.
All right? After they've suffered defeat in 2002, they suffered defeat in 2012, they suffered defeat in 2021. They continue to suffer defeat. The PLP, the exact same thing. The party is not privileged, but there are people in the party that the country is saying, maybe you should consider finding somebody else in this particular role. Maybe you should consider putting someone else in that part. But the party won't deflect and won't divorce itself from these privileged individuals because with that privilege gives them certain access.
Of course.
Now, you ain't gonna talk to... I don't know why you want to talk like this today.
Man, this Tuesday... And we could do this on a Tuesday.
Yeah, but this is, the club is go up on a Tuesday, so this is
well, guess what? I got a call yesterday morning and yesterday evening from South Andros, where Mr. Lundy is the representative. The person said, man, we want Lundy gone. Throughout the whole entire day, I got calls from South Andros. I don't know why I got these calls. So I said, if someone came in there to run
that's
against
a heavy thing, which you
Lundy, yeah, if you're going to run against Lundy, are you all prepared to change?
Oh.
I said, are you going to change the representative and still vote PLP? Or are you prepared to vote for an independent? I said, and how does the FNM sit in South Africa? They said, oh, FNM is not a factor. I said, okay, good. Well, why do you feel Lundy could be changed? They said, because we're sick and tired. We need a bank down here. We got holes in our roads, etc. So I made another call.
There's some truth to this story.
There is. And I only talk the truth what I tell
you. No. I'm saying in terms of the general sentiment.
Okay.
There is a possibility that there may be a weight of truth to this story.
Okay.
Based upon the story that came out over the past few days of Lundy being able to go against his government for being able to pull out the Bank of the Bahamas.
Well, it ain't up going against. And I tell you what happened. You know, I make my calls. So I called Alfie, not calling anyone's names, and I called one of the generals that I know very well. And he says, now, anyone who thinks they could go in there and take that from Lundy got another thing coming.
They can't.
Because of where Lundy's proximity is to the prime minister, he has nowhere to go. He can be right there for the next election.
You mean in the office of the prime minister?
Not only that, he got some other proximity. I ain't talking it over the air, right? Now watch this. the clinic in Mangrove Key in and of itself was a sign that he has the support and backing of our prime minister.
Yeah, but
they're going to make sure that is established as his tenure is coming to a close and they want to renew his tenure for South Andros.
But this is an unfair position.
That's where I won't go. Why are you so smart?
Because
you see, now let's look at Michael.
Before you even look at anything.
Okay.
Let's look at the past that would existed in that particular capacity.
Well, you give me goosebumps.
You know how long it takes for Piecewell to put up a little something?
Jesus, that's right.
You know how long it takes for Piecewell to put up something?
You see it on my skin?
15 years, Piecewell been begging for things.
Okay.
Yes, he been begging. Okay. He come there and name everybody in your household. I just want to be able to
hometown
say...
Hometown boy.
As the hometown boy.
I won't
tell you everything.
Cousin Ram and
he called everybody there, including your cat.
Brother David Roll up there. Is it Smith Hill? Yeah, he called them all. Because I know them. Yeah, he called them.
Piecewell is an exceptional representative.
And he good on his mouth too. And he's a down home.
Excuse me. Piecewell is an exceptional representative.
Yeah.
He is a Bahamian's Bahamian.
Yeah, he going home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Piecewell had significant tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sometimes his down home
nature.
Get him raptured up in some things.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was on the stage talking about...
He at your funeral, he at your wedding.
No, but when he was on the stage, he always there. When he was on the stage talking about Pleasant Bridgewater, before they got the the verdict come down, he stood up on the PLP convention stage.
I remember.
She's free!
Yeah, I remember.
Everybody said, Jesus Christ, well, I can do that.
You watched that or you was there?
I watched it.
I was there.
I watched it, right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying that he has always been a superb representative.
He's a good friend too. He's a very good friend.
He has always, in those particular natures, been transparent. And I didn't think that the people of South Andros rejected him. I thought the party mechanism rejected him.
At the end of the term, the last term, the people started to complain.
Piecewell say, man, I just want to turn on the spigot of that thing I've been working on for such a long time.
And it's still in finish.
Okay, then. Now, you trying to tell me in one term that Lundy has transformed that, provided something tangible, and the people in South Andros right now are saying, we don't want Lundy.
And finished the youth center, too, in the Bluff.
And they're still saying, we don't want Lundy.
Yeah, they're miserable because there's some things that they want. There's some things they want. It's just some things.
Since when?
Some things. Yeah, because they didn't want it for Piecewell.
They didn't want it for Lyndon Pillen either.
Yeah, they didn't want nothing from Lyndon Pillen. He was good.
Let me take a quick commercial break, guys, and let's get to a real conversation.
Well, you something else today on the
quick
Tuesday.
Break. We're going to be right back after this.
Isn't this carrying a new line of tile? The Sky Series of Porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky Series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky Series at Pinder Tile.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, the foundation, just being able to do these things and have a good conversation. The line's open if you wish to join us in conversation, just sitting here with Garth. We're really talking about leadership, and we're still taking it from a constituency-first approach and being able to identify the difference that a lot of persons are having in various constituencies. Garth brought up Lundy in South Andrews, right? And there is, and like I said, based upon the story that came out in the papers yesterday, for him to take on this kind of a hard approach against his government, which he sits in the office of the prime minister as a parliamentary secretary. Whoa, this is a lot. This is a lot. He sits in the office of the prime minister, and he had to come out in the papers. He had to come out in the traditional news spaces to be able to show his indifference rather than that relationship that you talk about. Why he just didn't talk to the prime minister about being able to ensure that there is an avenue, especially with the fact that we're seeing all of these Canadian banks exit and find a way to be able to pull back on their particular services. Why couldn't he have a conversation about being able to ensure that you could leave something of value in South Andrews from a banking standpoint for the people of South Andrews? Why he got to come in the paper and talk about this? Because I believe that the fire ain't far from the smoke.
Oh, yeah?
And if the smoke's saying there is turbulence in South Andrews, and he had to come out in the paper and say, I am fighting for you, then the fire on his heel.
But that's all they're trying to say. You know what time it is. It's the game.
He didn't have to do it. He in the office of the prime minister.
Yeah, but he got to let y'all know he fighting for you. This is political season. Lent is gone. We going into this thing full. Everybody, their ma, their grandma, gonna have to let you know where they sit on this particular election. This one is pivotal. This one is pivotal. Make no mistake about this. I told you before, the Honorable Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis wants a second term. A second term. Under any condition, he needs to have that in his pocket. He is great friends with Hubert Alexander Ingram. He's great friends with Terry Gladstone Christie. And I'm certain that he entertains them, unlike what they said Hubert ministered. And what you think? I only want to do what? Win one more term as prime minister. And then you can have it when I'm done. That's all this is.
Who is the you?
Whoever. Whomsoever will let them come.
But give me two times.
Just give me my two.
Yeah.
And I straight.
And let's solidify Minister as the worst. Because he couldn't get two.
He couldn't get two. He's the first one to not get two. And Minister saying, I sitting on the dock of the bay wasting time because I can get my two. And the only one who ain't getting one or two, as you always say, Howard Grant, is you, the Bahamian people. You're always getting left with zero. Always. You've been crying for 50 years now that I get what I'm supposed to get. And now you're watching other people from other lands come in here and taking everything which you're supposed to get. The thing which you only had from your ma give it to you, your grandpa, your great-grandpa give it to you, they taking that from you too.
I can say this to you. I believe that there is an awakening happening in our country. I believe that persons are kind of waking up to look at the options that we have. And that's why you could see people taking a very serious look at the Coalition of Independence, at an independent run. You and I often have conversations about if we are to get involved and committed in these particular areas, it would be from an independent standpoint because of the muck and mire that exist within the political organizations, the FNM and the PLP. They have done away with nobility for the most part, constitutional nobility. I'm not talking about nobility as a general. The constitutional nobility, the constitution of their organizations and the constitution of this country, they have given themselves over to the idea of moving with the ebbs and flow of the tradition of politics. So this is what was done, this is what we're doing, and they keep making modifications, shifting the goalpost in this country, and I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of that. There hasn't been a leader that has identified corruption or perceived corruption in their organization, weeded that thing out and dealt with it accordingly. There hasn't been a leader. Everyone back their hand, wash their hand, and say, well, you know, the system already shamed them. That was Hubert Ingraham. Mm-hmm. Hubert Ingraham perpetuated this sort of an idea that after you have been socially shamed as a politician, there's no need to be able to press charges.
And so we still have what?
This is the tradition of the country.
We got two politicians.
This is the political tradition.
They ain't get charged yet.
This is, excuse me.
They ain't get charged yet.
Because the bar is not a constitutional bar. The bar is not a constitution in your political organization. The bar is the tradition of how things were done before us.
Yeah, but
the tradition.
That bar wrapped all around a billion people's neck, though. The minute you do something wrong, you get locked up.
You go to jail right now.
Man, you go teeth and bread and cheese and you're in the jail.
The coconut boys get locked up.
Yeah.
You carry a plate of food from one house to another in the midst of a pandemic, you get locked up.
I'm telling you.
But because of allegation speculations levied against your people and in your organization.
Are you ready to sue people if they talk about it?
Okay, then talk to me.
Oh, come on, my Jesus.
I can't even get away, man. This is where we are in this country right now. And these are the things that we have to endure. And this is why I say the FNM got their plan, the PLP got their plan, and the only people without a plan are the Bahamian people. Now, I believe, now this is me, y'all gonna fight me, you know. And I know y'all gonna fight me. I began this thing when I started to tell you all about the story about me working to Xanadu Beach. It was the very first thing. I didn't have any training in Xanadu Beach. I wanted to be the best at what I could be.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any training. There's no one at Xanadu Beach when I was working there to train me about what it meant to be a good customer service person. Mm-hmm. I had to leave that organization and go where there were training, where there was expansion, where there was opportunity that existed for me, and I could be able to blossom and tap into a true sense and potential that existed. That's all my point is. My point is that while this is a great opportunity with the COI or even independence, you need to have training. You need to have exposure. You need to have people, not for the traditions of what's happening in the organization, but for a constitutional understanding, for a constitutional position, for an administrative position to understand how to be able to execute. I am not prepared to make a wild decision.
Now, you say you need that. But right now,
you need proper training.
But right now, currently, those people who entered into the House of Assembly, I guarantee you, half of them didn't know the Constitution.
They still don't know.
And they don't understand how government works either. They're going along for the ride.
Yeah, but if that's, it's 10 of them, 3 of them have to find out.
You say at least 10 of them right now need to go. Yes?
I said 10.
You say 10. Yeah. How much gone so far?
3. I think 3.
Who's 3?
We saw Baza move.
McIntosh.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvanus Petty.
We saw Petty go, right?
And who else? Who else did they go?
But let me say 2.
Oh, you want to say 2 now?
No, because that's formality.
Yeah.
But I heard another 3 already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Well, you better go to the news.
No, I'm not going
to
talk
about it. You better go to the news.
I'm not going to talk about it on the air. But there are some other persons who've given you a good front. But they know that there ain't nothing behind that.
We can talk about this while they listen to the news.
Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. We're going to get to news and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, sitting here with Garth Roseborough, just talking leadership and looking at it from a constituency first approach. We've already done our series. We've already been able to put, and I get all kind of flack from that. Listen to me, people, cuss me like a dog. Put that thing all over the internet, this and that and all. Man, cuss me like a dog because I did the series. I'm telling you, because I did the series, people sending me voice notes or who say this and that and all these things. Only because non-provoked. This is just something that I wanted to be able to have a measured, balanced conversation to talk about what's happening socially. And I get cussed like a dirty dog for being able to have that. But we're going to deal with that in one way or another. Now, beyond that, mm-hmm. we have come to another inflection.
Mm-hmm.
Right? After we would have already done our series to identify leadership in various areas, some things have shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Some things have shifted. All right. Some money has been spent in some areas. Some people have retreated from their contribution and their commitment in certain areas. All right. So these things have happened. Right. Now, we've looked at these particular areas and we've heard, let's say, for instance, North Abaco say that he's interested if the people would have him again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard from Long Island just yet because that's still in deliberation. Right. They're still dealing with those particular things. But it seems as though the organization has taken on this sort of a position without being able to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we've seen some things happen in these areas. And just through conversation yesterday, a lot of y'all call in. Well, I got a couple calls yesterday that says that Howard.
Oh, my God. You saw what you just did just now, though, right?
What's that?
You spoke with Long Island and you said that the party hasn't really taken a position on that as yet, or had anything to say on that, right?
No.
But you get rid of minutes, though.
Of course.
But you ain't going to say nothing with Long Island?
Minutes is a bigger problem than Long Island right now.
In their mind?
No. In reality.
No, but it's an unfair situation. It's very unfair.
It's unfair for the observer.
But
it's looking through the
observer
lens.
Is the voter.
Listen, it is unfair through the observer who's looking through the lens of right and wrong, constitutional.
That's
right
what I'm trying
wrong.
To say to you.
But for those persons who are trying to retain a position and get to an objective, you have to make a decision.
But I'm saying only been smart
sir,
to couple
if
it
I
all
was
together.
There,
I would just do the two one time.
Sir, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to bite as much as you could chew right now.
So you purge it.
You try to swallow. You choke yourself. You can't do all of that quick like that.
When we say we choke yourself, when you take out one, you tell us we ain't choking you.
No,
but
no.
All of a sudden, I mentioned
minutes
two,
is
I choke
a big,
it.
Minutes is a big bite unto itself. And if I was sitting in the position of leadership, I would have done similar. Who? I would have done the exact same thing in terms of being able to get rid of minutes, but I would have done similar.
Similar what?
To move minutes out of the...
Why?
Because minutes... doesn't have an objective. And I don't understand why people don't understand this.
Okay.
There is no end game. There is only relentless turbulence. That's all Minnis is.
But why is there turbulence?
There's turbulence because Minnis doesn't seek to be... He remembers himself in the capacity as prime minister. That's what he remembers of himself.
Okay, and you're mad at him for that?
No, he's no longer the prime minister.
Okay.
He should have done what Hubert Ingraham would have done and stepped down from that particular position. He's already served.
He did.
He was ascended. No, he did not.
He stepped down from prime minister. I mean, from leadership
listen
of the
me.
Party.
Listen to me. Listen
he stepped as leadership of the party, stepped down.
How did we get Reynard Curry in the House of Assembly?
That's when Hubert Alexander Ingraham stepped down.
What did he get?
He stepped down as leader
and
of the Free National Movement.
And?
But he gave up his seat.
He stepped down as both leader of the organization,
right.
And
right.
Stepped down in his minister in his membership. I'm sorry, his member of parliament capacity.
You know why?
In North Abaco because it was the right and righteous thing to do.
But you know why?
He would have lost the confidence of the voting public. He would have lost the confidence, and they did not give him that mandate. And he did the right thing. He had served. He is done.
He said, based on the length of his career and being prime minister, not once, not twice, but three times.
That don't matter.
It does matter.
Excuse me. The length of your career don't matter. If you was married for 2 years and a woman's sick and tired of you, if you was married for 22 years and a woman's sick and tired of you, when it's time to go, it's time
but
Kalani, to go.
But Kalani said it wasn't tired of him. They voted for him. He actually survived. He was one of seven people that survived.
Sir, Kalani voted for him and he lost devastatingly.
Where?
At the elections, at the polls in 2021, in the snap election. He lost... He devastated the organization.
You know the convention? Or you mean as prime minister?
As prime minister, he was decimated.
Okay.
As prime minister.
And Christie was decimated?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the difference?
But Christie lost his seat.
Yes.
He lost his... But you're missing the point, man.
No, I see your point very clearly. I'm a bit biased and unfair.
But if the people say they don't want you no more, why you still in the people's house?
Only the people in the organization, not the people
ministering
in the constituency.
You mean you having a conversation about something that's already done? It's done.
We can see.
It's already done.
We can see.
You sound like an advocate for minister.
No, I'm just a fan of truth and fairness.
No, you're not.
What you mean I'm not?
None of us are.
Stop it, man.
All of us are biased based upon our desires.
No, I ain't had no desire like that.
Listen, the only way you advocate relentlessly for a particular position is if you got skin in the game. Talk to me.
I have no skin in the game.
So why you don't let the FNM deal with what they're dealing with?
I trying to help them.
How?
Because I just told you based on
if
observation.
You put minutes,
told them based,
how is that helping them?
I tell you based on observation, to me, being fair, it looks kind of like off that you took care of minutes, but you didn't take care of Gibson. That's all I'm saying.
I said to you.
All of this is Gibson being a run you no more.
But they ain't say that to us yet.
That's what I said, but I would have said.
But they haven't gotten to that juncture yet.
I would have done the same.
That juncture is ratification.
Boss, if you can purge, my philosophy, if you can purge everybody one friggin' time, man.
Sir.
For everybody gots to go.
Sir.
Listen to me, boss. If my woman who I live with disrespect me, you go, you take the dog, the cat, and the furniture. I need none of them. You can even take the yard and the house. I can get buried in the Old Jordan Cemetery. It don't matter to me none. But you can't be here. So I said, if you can purge, you purge Iram Lewis, you purge Minnis. What happened to the one down in Long Island then? You okay? Tell me you can
they
keep
didn't
him.
Then. Purge
you,
Iram Lewis.
You think they can keep him?
Iram Lewis made that decision.
No, he got the word. Don't stop it now.
Okay, so Minnis got the word also.
Okay, so what's the word down in the South in Long Island?
And I understand that he's also gotten the word.
Okay, then. So why you didn't purge him?
But there's no formality in terms of the organization saying this is what we have done as yet. You and I here sitting down speculating about possibilities.
I'm speculating. I know.
This is speculation.
I know gone. I know Lewis gone.
That is an absolute fact.
That's a fact. Thank you very much.
So the two out of seven gone.
Yes. And one more possible, but you got to be holding in the balance like you ain't make a decision yet.
But you're speculating about whether or not they've made a decision.
So they can keep him then.
The organization has to move towards a position of ratification first.
But
they have to identify, nominate, ratify. That has to happen.
So why you pick on me first then?
I am.
Because that's your biggest problem.
No, they had to deal with that.
They had to deal with that.
You're already in the organization. Minnis had this kind of a position. And if you didn't deal with that formally, you are going to have hell to pay on the back end. I don't care what you say. I just believe that. I believe that strongly. If they had kept Minnis in there, trust me, Michael Pindar in major problems. Major problems.
So you think he out of the woods?
Who, Michael?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, then. So what you trying to tell me?
I don't think Michael is out of the woods at all.
What I understood from the report that he said to Dr. Minnis, there's some things you know as Prime Minister you can help us with, and we can need you help you speak for the party in the House Assembly, but that's a man who you don't give no more nomination to. So the man has some value.
No.
So what you asking him for the value for after you tell the man they're firing you? Howard Grant, you used to work for the hotel.
I did.
Okay, now when they tell you they're going to fire you from that hotel, tell me if you all go back to the hotel top and I can help you all.
No.
Okay then, thank you very much.
But I would take a consultant's position. I assure you, sir.
Wait, take some calls, man. Let me cool off
no,
a little bit.
No formality in Let terms cool of working off. For nobody. I'll take a consultant's position. Amen. Yeah, because I still got my expertise.
Okay. So maybe Minnis just will be a consultant then?
No. Minnis wants to be a nuisance.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
He just wants to be a nuisance. If there's no end game here, you and I sat here the other day, and there was nothing but social speculations about the possibility of Minnis joining the COI.
No, he ain't doing that.
I'm saying to you,
yeah.
This was the speculation socially.
Yeah, but he ain't doing that.
The first telephone call I made after that, I said, Lincoln being called the show. Lincoln said, how would that never happen?
No, he ain't gonna happen.
I ain't gonna never take no money from this man. Why am I going so hard against them? I said, Lincoln, is he supporting the organization, the COI? Howard, never. Huh? So we quashed that right away. Bam. You all say Minnis getting back to the DNA and then eventually can be able to join the organization. Then they can rent where they can come and this one can come. All this is social speculation.
Yes.
Relentless social speculation. I called Branville run away. Branville say absolute foolishness, Howard. Bam.
Yeah.
So I shut down all of these avenues. And if it ain't nowhere to go, what you doing sitting down in the FNM? What you doing?
Mm.
What you doing? What are you going to do sitting here in the FNN?
The man wants...
You ain't coming to no meetings. You're not contributing with the expertise that you have.
Hold on, Howard.
People ain't called me and he ain't coming in the meetings.
Hold on, Howard. Hold on, Howard. Hold on now. This God Rose, what are you talking to?
I tell you the people...
Howard, this me you're talking to. You's my good friend and my brother. You could never tell me I can't say nothing in the organization to no meeting being a former leader. And tell me shut up. For the most part, tell me shut up.
No,
I don't give a hell who you think you is. This God rose. No, you ain't going to do that to me. And if you do that to me to shut me down and I comply and I shut myself down, I shut myself down. It ain't going to be you. I shut me down, not you.
But so
I will obey the organization and saying I can't say nothing there. But if I can't say nothing, what the hell ain't comes?
So what is the... Okay, so let's do this.
Homeboy, let me tell you something. No, I just want to say this to you, Howard. I love you to death. Listen to me again. I was a former Seventh-day Adventist pastor. I can say this publicly for the first time since the time it happened. When you asked me to leave the organization based on insubordination, that's why I got terminated. Insubordination to the president that I ain't listening to nothing what he got to say because he's a man and I's a man. And if it ain't in policy, you can't tell me nothing. That's how I roll. And it wasn't in policy. And so I told him, you's man and I's man. God give you bread. I got bread. And I guarantee you, the bread he give me will last longer than yours. He dead. I ask him what it is. Oh, he Jesus. Dead. Oh, he dead.
You kill him.
No, the man dead.
You kill him.
Dead as a doornail. Let me say this to y'all. They keep inviting me to come back to church. I ain't going nowhere where you doggone kick me in my backside. That ain't going to happen. I ain't supporting you. I ain't got nothing to say bad about you, but I ain't got nothing to say good about you.
But your scenario is not minister's
scenario. No, you shut minister down.
Excuse me. Your scenario is not minister's scenario.
Yeah, but you shut him down.
The scenario that you've just painted is not minister's scenario.
Give me the scenario then.
The scenario is that minister has already been rejected quietly in the organization.
I get rejected too.
Excuse me. Hold on. Wait. You didn't say what you had to say. Minister has got rejected quietly in the organization. Quietly, all them lunch you all take pictures with him and him and Hubert Ingram. This was conversations to be able to deal with these internally within the organization. Quietly, Minister has rejected that. He has rejected the formality and the approach of being able to do those things. He's rejected that. They presented him any options and opportunity to be able to present himself in a position so we could be able to formally and good and keep good face when they do that. Minister has rejected that. Every step of the way, he's identified the people who support him, has created a band, and came to the media and went to these particular spaces, continue to be able to agitate for him, going against their party, going against their constitution, and going against what the leadership requires to move the party forward. Minister has rejected every single slot.
So why y'all ain't kick him out of the party?
Opportunity.
So what
don't say y'all, because I ain't in the party.
No, but I say, no, if that happens then, and I notice man is in the news, and I kick him at the party early. I don't wait till 3.5-4 years to do it. I knew it today.
No.
Who?
Sir?
Who?
Every negotiation takes time.
Negotiation?
That's what it is.
You don't negotiate problems. You get rid of problems, boss?
No.
What you mean, no?
But problems fester and they grow. Minish grew into a position of a problem. He wasn't always a problem. He was the former leader.
Man, I can let them people tell you what type of situation I was, yeah?
Telephone caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, Howard. Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hey, Spark here. Thanks. Hello, God.
What's up, Spark?
Hey, little brother. I got Howard.
Boy, let me tell you something. If you heard what y'all was talking about for the last 11 minutes and 28 seconds. Howard, you need to listen to your show at night when you go home to replay it. But I want to say thank you, Howard, for taking my call. And God, like yesterday when I started to mention something, it was rudely interrupted, but thank you anyway. Howard, let me say something, and I agree with God on this issue. Because I'm in the party, and I'm a devoted member of the party. Where are you, the prime minister? I mean, man. Unnamed Bahamian. I am a father and a grandfather just like you and many people. I have to take care of, first of all, my God. I have to pay allegiance to my God first. And then self-preservation is the first law of nature. Before I can help anybody, I got to help myself. Then I got to help my family and heirs and successors. That's just nature and the way it has to go. Now, the MP for my happiness, if I'm a PLT and I vow and work hard to get to elected, and you disbanded me once I send you down the Bay Street, and you take your allegiance, which you were supposed to give to me, and give it to the king, and forget me for 2.5 years, when you coming back to me now, it's me to be now, you're coming back begging me again sit down there and God, I agree with that caller yesterday, said, are you think I am doing the same thing over again and don't get the same result? That I'm going to put you back in there where you feel the OF of them. Work for you again, and you do the same thing to me? Then all I was asking you, God, and Howard, this is it. I didn't say I wanted anything from you, Mr. MP, but I wanted you to come and try to stay where you used to be before we elected you and listen to what might need to be done in Pride of State. I didn't ask my MP for no money, no cut or no deal or nothing. I was listening to this before you cut me off, please. All I asked the MP was to allow me to be able to get an Abaco tractor to do some work around the park and in the area of villages.
I thought you said he took care of that.
To beautify Pride of State.
I thought you said Mikhail Barnaby took care of that.
No, Mikhail.
No,
I'm saying he told me that if I recall correctly, Sparky, that you said you spoke with Mikhail at Beaches and Spark.
Bowleg.
Howard, please let me say what I have to say. A guy came around there with a backhoe. I told him I need this done, I need that done. The man started talking about all kind of other stuff. So he gone, him and his wife gone. I saw him no more. Okay. 3.5 years, I still waiting for an Abaco to help me to do some work in Pride of State, to beautify Pride of State, which is also a part of Garden Hills. But they only say Garden Hills. They don't say Garden Hills and Pride of State. Garden Hills and Pride of State are two different areas.
Okay.
One constituency, but go to Garden Hills on the east side. Where the supermarket is and over that area. That's the area they always talking about and taking about. Everything is always held over there. Every little stand. You know, Howard, the other day, they just officially opened Pride of State Park with the marching band from the Defense Force. We've been open from 2006.
So use tobacco. You still need your... Go ahead, Sparky. Let's get to the point. Sparky, let's get to the point.
Leave it open from 2006. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so let's do this. Before we go on and do anything else, I can do this. Sparky been calling here for years on this show, and I know that show he's called on and being able to ask for this backhoe. And he said he relentlessly puts his member of parliament in the position who obviously has promised him to get this backhoe. Now, the other day, ladies and gentlemen, we heard from Sparky, and Sparky said that he is at 30% with his heart pumping out the necessary oxygen his body needs.
Wow.
This is what Sparky said. He called the other day. He says that his doctor is Dwayne Sands. And Dwayne Sands has taken very good care of him in those particular areas, right?
Great doctor.
But he's in the position he's in. And I feel in the back of what Sparky's saying is a desire to leave legacy, to say that I've contributed to something. He's been asking for this for a long time.
Wow.
Somebody out there with a backhoe right now. You're listening to me right now.
They could do some philanthropy.
Just help him out, please.
Do some philanthropy.
Okay, if you need to get Sparky's number... obviously, the members of parliament, their hands must be full. But I ask you to help me help Sparky.
I like that.
Give me a call.
I like that.
827-0111 Howard, I could dig a couple of holes for Sparky. You need to put some plum tree and plant, coconut tree and other things like that in that. Sparky's desire that we've heard over the course of time is to put some cocoa plum tree, put some grape tree, and all those things that you could be able to eat. When the children ain't doing well, when they ain't got no money, when they ain't got this, they ain't got that, they could go right on the park and get something to eat.
I like it.
As opposed to just being able to see beautiful trees and whatnot. So I like his concept. I like the idea. And even though it's not being executed through the formality of the member of parliament saying this, that, or the other, 3.5 years have gone. And I ask you to help Sparky.
I appreciate that, Howard.
Help Sparky.
That's good stuff.
Help me help Sparky. So call 827-0111. If you're down there and you could be able to dig a couple hole, Sparky is an older gentleman now. The only thing he has the strength to lift is a couple of Guinness. I just want to be decent with
you.
He can have his Guinness.
He got that Guinness.
He can have his stout.
Yeah.
Right? So I ask that you help him, even with this sort of this idea to be able to leave a legacy. All right? Let's take this quick commercial break. When we get back, I finish rowing Garth.
They'll rob you, man.
I got to row you.
We had a good little talk.
We got to row. You know why? Because, like you said, I don't believe that Michael Pintard is out of the woods.
Okay.
And this was one level of assurity for him, but he has some other things to work at. I mean, to look at, to safeguard his position as member of parliament first. You got to be able to do that.
That's an uphill battle, too?
Well, if campaign finance reform is not a factor, which it's not.
I think you better tell us that after the break.
If campaign finance reform is not a factor, there's some things that can be done in a space that's desperate, such as Grand Mahal. Let's talk about that. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation. Foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Brace yourself with the ultimate heat with Popeye's new Ghost Pepper Sandwich. Our new chicken sandwich enhances the beloved Popeye's classic by incorporating our slow-burning, chili-infused Ghost Pepper sauce on a crispy chicken filet inspired by Louisiana cuisine. Think you can handle the heat? Stop into Popeye's and test your limits. Available for a limited time only.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Bueller gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Bueller. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything?
Guns?
Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, just being able to talk the way you can. I had to advocate for somebody. Somebody just hit my line, but I couldn't answer the phone. I tried to, but it couldn't get through. If you're out there, you can call the radio station, or you can call my phone, 827-0111, and we could try to be able to set this up for Sparky. I don't think he cares about who gives him the backhoe to be able to get those things done. I sound like he already have the trees, and if you could help him, I ask that you do that favor for me, right? Hopefully it ain't nothing too expensive. If you get one, Bill, I'll pay. You can give me 50% off. I'll pay something. So let's be able to do that. All right. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, God, what's up, brother?
Hey, doctor.
No, man, I use the doctor. You all about you from one talk show, then you on another talk show. But at the next talk show you'll be on, you'll be talking a bunch of sense. You'll be talking a bunch of sense on this too, I don't
know. Oh, God, mercy.
Howard.
What you say?
Man, May 1st, eh? That's when your party girl.
Stop it, do it. In the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, do not. Right, do it, don't make me cut you. I don't have no party. You hear me? None.
You didn't call the backhoe. You didn't call the backhoe. You know, that's the first sign you're running. You called the backhoe.
When mother's sick.
You start clearing down bush. That's the first thing. The first thing the aspirin window is clearing down some bush.
I call the backhoe.
Yeah, so you got the backhoe, and you hear me, you want to help me, I can pay half on that discount. That's an MP talking right there.
You think, hey, God.
Yeah.
You think he talking for a nomination with the F&M?
No. I know Howard Grant. Howard Grant wants to stand on principles of truth.
Most definitely.
And you know, people want to think that we're biased at times, but Howard Grant is not biased. Howard Grant just simply wants a better country.
I can say this, God, wholeheartedly, that
yeah.
Even being a part of the talk shows and coming on there and calling in, you know, that's one of them I have the utmost respect for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes,
I mean, him never, ever, ever, ever had a problem.
You just save yourself. Praise God.
All right? So you
didn't call your talking garbage that you know my party.
I was saying you a contract for that. You got a contract coming.
My question to what Sparky was saying, right? You know, I listen to a lot of persons called talk shows. And they say they don't have access to their member of parliament.
Mm.
Fair enough. But do you? I know you and God know that every month they have what they call a constituency branch meeting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen, Howard, I live in the West, in Cable Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Boleg
mm-hmm.
had a meeting no longer than about 3 weeks ago, and one of the guest speakers was Senator Randy Rose, the S.E. MacPherson. So how is it that if these people be on social media and these different groups, right, where these things are being blasted, how is it that you don't have access to see your MP or go there? That's where everybody's go out.
But that ain't what Sparky said. Sparky said he talked to the man. The man's supposed to do something, and whoever he's seen.
Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not getting in Sparky's situation.
Okay, good.
I'm just drawing a scenario when people say they can't see the MP.
DeWitt, can I ask you a question?
You got some members of parliament that I could go on record to say. Some of them, on Thursdays, they open their office to see people.
Can I ask you a question, DeWitt?
Yes, sir.
When I was a pastor, right?
Yes, sir.
I get to see all my members on the weekend. Everybody got to come to church, bring your Bible, bring your hymnal, bring your money. You with me? Why is it that a member still wants you to visit their home?
Why is it that they don't want you to visit their home?
No, why do they want me to visit their home? They are my members, and they want to see me at their house.
Why they want to see you at their house?
When I wanted them to join my church, where did I meet them? I met them at their house.
Right.
There's something significant about when you knock on a man's door and
you make
a request, he wants to know you knock once, why you ain't come back to knock twice, you see? This is a situation, it's kind of a deep philosophical understanding as in terms of us being partners in the situation or we have an understanding.
But
I understand that one man going to multiple homes is very, very difficult. Don't get me wrong. But in the psyche of a man, he wants to see you at his house again.
Just a second, God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't speak for every member of parliament under the Progressive Liberal Party, even those who listen in.
Yes.
But I can say this, God.
Yes.
On record.
Yes.
On Saturdays.
Yes.
Right? Because I'd be a part of some of them sometime.
Yes.
All right? Normally on Saturdays, but as I understood that this month was the holy month. So
mm-hmm.
it wasn't no campaigning and going to people's doors and stuff like that.
Yes.
But God, on Saturdays, a lot of members of parliament from the Progressive Liberal Party is being the areas. I ain't gonna lie. Even you see the F&Ms and you see even the COI sometimes, you see them.
Yes.
But I wouldn't lie.
No, I'm not lying. I'm just saying they just expect that. That's all I'm simply saying. I'm not trying to.
Most definitely, I'm not trying to say one is wrong or not. Your gentlemen, have a blessed day, man.
I appreciate you, DeWitt. Thank you so much for that. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Man, listen, Howard, you know, as much as you try to teach God on the show, let me tell you something. If a person can't read something, you have to tell them. They can't hear it, you have to draw it to them. Everything you were saying, you was making sense when you was trying to draw the scenario between what happened with Minnis and the member for Central Grand Bahama and all of that. And what I noticed, God was trying to confuddle what you were saying. But God, honestly speaking, I thought you was...
You're just playing devil's advocate today. You here laughing like the devil.
Thinker, and you really understood the world of politics.
He's smart. He's just laughing like the devil. This is entertaining for him.
Because he was really confusing me with what he was saying, but he really wasn't making...
No, he had to take the moral high ground. Ain't no moral high ground here. That's quicksand. That's sucking all us down.
No sense what he was saying. And then he draw the analogy with the pastor. I don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
That sound cartoonish to me.
Mm-hmm. Why does it sound cartoonish to you?
Really cartoonish because it didn't make no sense.
What does it make sense?
No, not the topic. It didn't make no sense. You was trying to draw a scenario with what Howard was speaking about with politics, and you drew a scenario with you being pastor and you saying...
Okay, so you don't hold on. You don't understand problems. So let's get away from that. Okay, hold on.
No, you throw your rock.
You throw your rock, you hit me in my forehead. I won't fall down. I won't fall down. You got me. Okay, you got me. So let me ask you a question. You got 3 children in your house. Can I talk like this? And one is a problem. And 2 become a problem, and 3 become a problem. How are you going to discipline them?
No, that was hypothetical.
But that's all we could talk about. I'm not the leader. And I'm not Minnis. I'm not Gibson. I'm not Iram Lewis. I can only be hypothetical.
All right, let me get to another telephone. Call it. Go ahead. You want to wrap up your call? Go ahead.
No. I just want your co-host to... understand that he must understand the listeners are listening for sense, not a bunch of mixed up thoughts.
I can't make sense to people who can't make sense of something.
Nope, you wasn't making no sense.
I can't make sense to you.
You're Howard.
I got to row him.
To listen to Howard.
I can't convince
Howard,
okay? You, so I wrong.
Thank you, my brother. Do appreciate
your telephone
call.
Have a good day.
No,
Jesus.
No, I'm not going to fight him.
I want to fight him. I want him go.
No. He agreed with me today.
No, I'm
many
mad
times
at that.
I'll be on the other end of
no,
it.
No,
I agree with God today.
I say I can't convince you, so that finish. You want row.
I don't know if you can convince none of us.
I want row. You want row.
Now let's get back to this.
Yeah.
Now we started to talk about this sort of an idea that I don't believe that Pintard is out of the proverbial waters. He solidified his position in the Free National Movement as leader. He's already detached himself with formality from the former leader. That's not an easy thing to do because that could end up being his legacy. But it was a necessary thing to do based upon all the cards that was on the table before him. That was a hard decision that Pintard made, but it was a necessary decision. Okay, Garth, consider yourself in leadership with a desire to be able to get to an objective with a team that supports you, and you have... someone that defies your position.
I agree with you, Howard, but I'm also saying to you, Minnis also has a similar objective to be relevant and at the forefront. That's all I'm simply saying.
Okay, but he cannot do it through the avenue of leadership at the Free National Movement. He can't.
I agree he's not supposed to.
No, but he can't. He's not the leader.
Or he can't. Either he can or he's not supposed to, but he has that ambition, though.
He can't. And so the leader provided him an opportunity to be able to make some decisions.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So... yes.
No, I said I don't know about it. Meaning that I'm oblivious to that. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So let me tell you.
Okay.
The leadership, the trifecta of leadership and those that was before, provided him an opportunity to be able to identify a way that he could still be able to find some prestige and offer the experiences that he's garnered over the years, and he's rejected that.
When was that?
What you mean, when is that? Throughout the entire course of this deliberation, which was about a year and a half, 2 years long.
Okay.
Okay? He's rejected it at every juncture. Okay, so let's get back to this.
Mm-hmm.
What Pintard done, despite the fact that it was a necessary evil within the organization, it exposed him in a manner because he's dealing with a man who is financially capable.
But what does that have to do with anything?
That has everything to do with everything.
No, man. Principle. See,
the principle should have taken Minnis out.
But this is what I said.
But he's not operating
this
in principle.
But this is what I said when I first started.
If Minnis is not operating in principle, then that means that he's a volatile man and willing to do whatever it takes to get to his objective.
I agree with you. I'm saying to you, Minnis isn't operating on principle and neither is Pintard. That's what I'm simply saying.
Pintard is operating on principle. This is a principle.
This man was a problem when they told him to be quiet when he's at the Garden Hills meeting, you know. Remember when they had the former chairman over there and the former chairman said, man, listen here, they don't want minister to sit. And they had a big breakup over in Garden Hills. Remember that?
Of course.
Okay, then so if you want the man to sit down and not speak to any of the association meetings in your organization as a former prime minister and a present sitting member of parliament, I'm just simply saying
how that's not what the concept was, though. The concept was that it had to go through the formality of the organization to advise the secretary general.
But I agree with that.
To advise the secretary general about the course of what's going to happen, to advise the chairman to say that I'm going to do this, this, and this. That minister superseded all of those particular
things.
Well,
I agree with that part of it, going through the council.
Okay.
I agree with
that. That's all I'm saying to you. Okay. There's formality and... Pintard sits at the beginning and the end. He's the proverbial alpha and the omega of the formality in the organization.
So then the next step for me is how long has he been the issue in the party?
Who?
Dr. Menace.
Length of timing had nothing to do with how long I had a splinter and whether or not the splinter is hurting me now.
You serious?
Of course. Because I have a splinter in my hand right now for years. It don't bother me.
But see, this is where people vary. And that's what people don't understand when they make these situations I'm very clear. You have a tolerance and a patience level that I may not have.
Yeah, but because you're not the leader.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's why I said to you, I'm not the leader, so I'm not privy to these things.
So we are subject
to... But that's some serious patience.
We're subject to the patience of the leader.
But I don't think it was healthy, the amount of patience that was given.
Through your observation.
Through my observation. Which is my opinion.
Which is your opinion.
Thank you very much.
But I'm now saying, now Pintard has another thing that he has to deal with.
You got another one again? Another splinter?
Yeah, because he has to be able to retain his seat in Marco City. I mean, it was you, but no one can talk about this. Nobody can talk about this. Are we gonna act like this doesn't exist? Nobody can talk about this. Am I the fool for saying that?
But we good. We ready. We good. It's coming.
And it ain't good. It's coming. Pintard has to now ensure that he solidifies himself.
Oh, Jesus.
Not because he went twice already.
Yeah, he did well.
But Marco City is a seat that is flip and turn.
He did well, though.
So now how do you ensure that you retain this seat going forward with all of the enemy's vices against you?
So why was Dr. Menace in over there again?
I don't know. Let me take a telephone call.
You're from Grandma. You always talk every day.
Sir, I live here in Nassau.
You got friends.
Friends?
In Grand Bahama.
Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Bubba?
Aaron Coley, hey God, what you
say? Hey, my big brother, how are you?
Thank God for life, as usual.
Good man.
You know, I don't want to add this to it. Howard, first of all, just in case the truck drivers them do call with the barcode, and they say, well, they need something to do it, because it kind of is rough, but someone could be able to do it who don't need nothing. Maybe we could contribute to you to help Sparky to get that bush pushed on. You know, the summer coming, mosquitoes and all that stuff. I don't know if it's just a bush or just...
I don't really know what Sparky want done. Because he say trees to plant, he say this, he say... I don't know what he want done at this time. But however we can help him, I'm willing to do it.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll call Howard and find out. We'll find out.
A lot of people listen, Howard, so...
Yeah, we'll find out how we can help.
Yeah, I hope we can come together and we can contribute to see if we can help Sparky. He's a senior man now.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Papa.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to throw this in it. With Dr. Menace and the leadership and all that stuff, I feel like, tell me something, add this to what you are talking about, or it mightn't make too much sense. What would have happened if Perry Christie, all right, the other day, some of them PLP people, they say Brave got to go when they didn't, Brave them, didn't want no one but Fred Mitchell to be the chairman. What would happen if Perry Christie come up, or Perry Christie would have said, in spite of his age and all that stuff, that he won a run again? He won the run again. Don't forget, the last election, I think, even Selinden's daughter couldn't get a nomination from Fred Mitchell and Brave. Pricewell didn't even get it. You know, so if Perry Christie would have come out and say something now, what do you think would happen? I feel like
Perry Christie
kind of shit different.
Perry Christie's position now is respected, acknowledged, and accepted in the organization because he sat with the formality. The same way that Ingram has done.
Yes.
He sat with formality. He didn't fight against the organization tooth and nail. He sat with formality. He lost. He genuflected. He bowed out. The last time he bowed out in 2000 and the last time he bowed out in 2007, between 2007 and 2012, the PLPs asked him to come back. Mm-hmm. They invited him back.
That's how I should ask you. Suppose we ask him to come back. What you think? Excuse me, Brave Davis and Fred Mitchell, saying that they have a different plan. Like how Michael, them saying they get a different idea. They want to go in a different direction. And maybe Perry Christie could serve in a different way. You think they would? I mean, it would be the same way, like I did with Dr. Minnis?
Well, these are hypotheticals. I appreciate your telephone call, Papa. Thank you so very kindly for that. And I always appreciate your call. And that's thought-provoking. But the truth of the matter is that's not the scenario here.
Yeah.
No one in the FNM has invited Minnis back. Not in enough numbers that could be able to change the outcome of, one, the election. He lost 3-1. He lost significant by a landslide.
Convention.
He lost by a landslide at the general election.
General election. Yeah.
And then when he came to convention, the first one he stepped down. The second one he was obliterated. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there's no invite to come back, Minnis. There's no invite.
There is
both indifference that exists in his constituency that says, we want Minnis, we don't want Minnis.
At the constituency level. Yes,
the constituency is split also.
Yes, sir.
The constituency is split also.
Yes, sir.
So I'm saying to you, with all this indifference, I personally would have been able to genuflect, bow out, and say, you know what, thank you for the opportunity and step back. But that's not happening here. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. They're scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com, where printing is an art.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go straight to the telephone line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, God. I want you to mind how what the human in him just told me when Tommy said it. Here we come and say bye to Tommy.
I can't understand what you're saying, you know. Go ahead. Are you trying to hear what you're saying?
I'm saying I want Howard, may God remind you what the Hubert Ingham did to Tommy when Tommy played the ship. When he was maybe saying.
Y'all have horrible scenarios. That is not the scenario that is happening here. The people in the Free National Movement acts. That is the absolute, and you sound like he's a senior man. That is a horrible scenario. The people in the Free National Movement asked for Hubert Ingham to come back. That is not what is happening here. That is not what is happening here. He has been soundly rejected, and we have the evidence of formality in the organization on June 1st. He lost 3-1. and he has still not fallen in line after he's been whipped in the general election. He has been whipped in the convention. He has been whipped in his constituency. Indifference exists in his constituency. And you coming back here and giving me every scenario that does not apply to what's happening here. Michael Pintard have to make a determination as to whether or not he wants his tenure as leader to be turbulent as a result of a former leader who sits under him who did not have the grace to step down. And he had to make a hell of a decision. A decision that I would make myself. I don't have no time for my legacy to be intertwined with the fact that you did not perform the way that you're supposed to. Bala, I don't have the time. That's not what's happening here. Stop giving me these pie in the sky concepts. Nobody saying we want minutes back. Save the 6 to 10 people that he got on his team. That's no one having that conversation. But my position is that Minister has a significant reach. He has capital. And he still could be able to move some things around based upon the fact of who he is, one, former prime minister, who he is financially, and who he is based upon in the organization they know him. Some things could possibly happen. So Michael Pintard still got to sleep with one eye open politically. That's all I'm saying. You're giving poor scenarios. Michael has solidified himself in the organization as leadership. This ain't the same thing what happened between him and Loretta, with Minis and Loretta. Minis was solidified in the leadership and the Free National Movement. Loretta had no infiltration. She could not infiltrate that space. So the only thing she could do is sit in the House of Assembly as leader. This is not the same scenarios. You're drawn out, for me, these are peculiar scenarios. Just to be able to justify something that is absolutely wrong, the man should have stepped down in grace September 22nd, 2021. In grace, or whenever the House of Assembly called, October something, he should have stepped down. And he decided not to do it. Now, this is as a result of his actions. The party have tribulation. The party can't be able to come together and put a vision to the people. So now, Minis could cost the FNM the entire election if the people can't see something tangible from them. Talk to me, Garth. If the people can't see something tangible from the FNM between, because a lot of time is already displaced. They spend too much effort and energy trying to be able to set Minis straight. They spend too much effort and energy trying to be able to give a social good contrast. Now, you're in this kind of position and you still ain't giving me no vision. You still ain't giving me no contrast to be able to see this. All you're doing is rowing back and forth and saying, well, you did this. You didn't do this. You ain't giving me no path forward. You haven't nominated anyone. You got 4 people in some constituencies. You have not done what you're supposed to do as an organization because you spend your energy on Minis.
That's what I was saying to y'all all the time. Y'all don't understand it yet. I said that to you, Howard. I said, I cut it early. I cut you off early. I give myself time to heal. I understand medicine, you know. I know doctor or no surgeon like Dr. Sands. But I know one thing, when you get cut, you need time to heal before you can be back 100%. That's all I'm saying. You cut early. If I don't want you, I don't like you, I don't need you, I foresee that you're going to be a problem. That's what leaders do. Then you make the call, you make the cut, and then you make sure that you cut away all, or would you purge all, or what, however term you want to use. And then you begin a healing process. The healing process is the unification of your party. This is where the strengthening takes place. So by the time I get to this point, I would be so strong, Howard Grant, I'd have my candidates named, as I promised. I'd be ready to go to the fight 2026. Let's do this. But you can't be there now. Why? Because you just cut yourself yesterday. Now tell me how much time you got to heal before you can say you're strong. That's what I'm trying to say then. Can I say that?
Well, you said it, and I just wanted to be as clear as possible. Is this a call I could take?
Was that clear?
Yeah, let me take this quick call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Good, I'm good. Thank God for life.
Praise God.
I must say, I mostly disagree with the things that you have said on this show. And I'm talking from facts and from experience. in the F&M. I am one of the ladies in Garden Hill who wrong was done to along with Zendel Morley.
I remember.
Okay? I know, Mr. Morley.
I know.
Everything that God said is the truth. You know, the F&M, I am a strong F&M. Believe in the F&M philosophy. Got victimized for the F&M. And you know how they treated us? As if we are some stranger trying to come
because you supported Minnis
and take over. Everybody who supported Dr. Minnis, they got rid of. And that is wrong. Ain't everybody gonna agree with you? Ain't everybody gonna be for what you for?
But I agree with you.
You have to love everyone. You have to treat everyone fairly.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I didn't take it for hold on now.
Win no election.
I didn't take it.
Unity is strength. They are giving the PLP this election back. That is what Hubert Ingram wants. The three law partners said, and then they're going to ride out in the...
Now, I did not provide...
I can't see it.
I appreciate your telephone call, but I did not provide that scenario from the perspective of a participant. I was only talking about leadership. And if the F&M has done away with those persons who supported the supported Minnis, I don't agree with that. But I have to tell you, I have to tell you as a leader, as a businessman, as the head of this particular, of my organizations and whatnot, I have to make a hard decision. And as much as I love my mentor, as much as I have to pay homage to those men and women who are before me, if they become an issue, if they become turbulent and I have an objective to move the SSF&M or the SSPLP forward, I got to cut them off.
Yeah. You cut.
That's it.
Cut, heal, unify, win. That,
okay, that's how you do it.
That's the formula right there.
That's it.
And you cut early.
We will always have scars, but I got to cut you.
Cut.
Let's do what we got to do. Guys, it's a great show, great conversation, great opportunities. Guys, we're going to be able to see you more tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Foundation.